Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 208 of Five Song Set. In my notes, I had this episode listed as energetic and folk, but then when I listened to the songs again, I felt like they really were more gentle and kind of reassuring, heartening. So that's what I've got for you in this episode, five gentle, heartening songs. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start off with Leaf in a River by Keeper E. According to her bio, Keeper E is a rising voice in indie pop, known for her dreamy synth textures and deeply personal songwriting. Based in Montreal, she draws on her background in classical piano to craft introspective tracks exploring love, anxiety, and personal growth. Her self-produced albums, The Sparrows All Find Food and Thank You and Please and Don't Go, showcase her ability to blend emotive lyrics with layered electronic soundscapes. Notable singles like 14 and Nothing Going On have garnered attention on platforms like Spotify and CBC Music, highlighting her as an emerging talent in Canada's music scene. When I heard from her about a year ago, she said, "I just released a new song a few weeks ago called I Don't Want to Talk, and that release was accompanied by a frame-by-frame animated lyric video that I made myself. At the moment, I'm working on some new songs and just trying to stay creative and write as much as I can in preparation for my next project." This song, Leaf in a River, is all about knowing yourself, acknowledging your limitations, and not changing yourself for the sake of other people. I'm going to put links to the videos for both this song and I Don't Want to Talk in the show notes. Here is Leaf in a River by Keeper E.
I always liked how you kneel down to tie your shoes up. I'd stand and look at your hair, but I'd get out of there fast. I'd slip my boots on. I never gave you time to stare. I like the way you'd feel smaller for a second, and I'd stand in silence.
Oh, I'm still on.
We just heard Patom by Vetrino, brought to you by the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. According to their website, the Liberec Semily music group Vetrino has been active on the Czech tramp folk country scene, with breaks, for 21 years. From its tramp beginnings, a varied folk sound gradually took shape, built on the traditional harmony of acoustic guitars, four-part vocals, and original songwriting. The lineup has seen quite a few musicians come and go over the years. Patom is off their only studio album so far, and they say, in 2023, the first studio album, Vyplova, was released. It contains 11 songs from Vetrino's current repertoire. Guest drummer Václav Pohl from the bands Isara and Trabant contributed to the album. Despite the times, the album was released on the now nearly extinct compact disc, itself one of the last artifacts a musician can still hold in their own hands, even if they often have nothing left to play it on. For that reason and others, it is also available as an MP3 through the Indiescope label's online store. Viplova can also be found on YouTube and Spotify. Up next, we have Oh My My by Two Bullets for the Devil. When I heard from Jürgen, guitarist and vocalist for the group, he told me that he also plays with the Freak Fandango Orchestra, who I've played on the podcast before. Some crowdfunding the Freak Fandango Orchestra did a while back says, "We're a band from Barcelona, Spain. Since 2007, we've been performing our energetic live shows, mixing East European folk music, polka, gypsy music from the Balkans, and a big dose of punk rock. We play a lot of shows around Barcelona, but also at international venues, like at the New York Gypsy Festival in 2011, for example." As for this band, the Bandcamp page says, "Two Bullets for the Devil is a fun Western Southern folk project. It's like being in a Sergio Leone movie while listening to the Ramones and drinking cheap lager." This song is off their 2021 album, which is available on Bandcamp for Name Your Price download. Here is Oh My My by Two Bullets for the Devil.
There's poison in the water and a virus in the air. Chaos rules the city, stupidity the world. No one knows the answers to questions we are there to ask. To questions we are there to ask. Can I say, oh my, oh my? Nothing more is there to say than oh my, oh my. And all I say is oh my.
Oh my, oh my.
And all I say is oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my, oh my, nothing more is there to say that
oh my, oh my,
and all I say is oh my.
Oh my, oh my,
and all I say is oh my.
Oh my, oh oh my, oh my,
and all I say is oh my, my, my.
That was Whole Thing, original mix, by Big Blue Ball. While the musicians behind the song are some of the most famous in the world, the lead singer is Peter Gabriel, this album was released by the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. The webpage for the album, released in 2008, has the following info. Almost 18 years in the making, Big Blue Ball grew from three extraordinary recording weeks at Real World Studios in the summers of 1991, 1992, and 1995. Produced by Peter Gabriel, Carl Wallinger of World Party Waterboys, and Stephen Haig of Pet Shop Boys and OMD, Big Blue Ball is a unique gathering and collection of stellar artists and songs, including Gabriel, Wallinger, Sinead O'Connor, and a whole bunch of others, in all totaling 75 artists from over 20 countries. It's like a wall of sound coming at you, listening to the planet from outer space, Carl Wallinger says of the final mix. It's a real-world view of music, a snapshot of the music-making continents at that time. It's a more apt time to release it now than ever before. I think it's actually gathered weight with time because it's people from all over the world playing together, just getting on together. There's an iconic aspect about that, which is probably more important now. Things have become more partisan. It's a timely reminder of how you can cooperate. About the song, Carl Wallinger says, Andy White and Tim Finn were huddled on the floor in the writing room. Bassist Alexis Faku was locked in the groove, and we were trying to find our way in the dark, put it on tape, and give it a middle and end. Francis Baby played a pygmy flute, or ndewu, which played just two notes. The rest of the tune was made up of his own voice, remembers Peter. You couldn't know when it was him or the flute. It was a magical, ritualistic music, and we were hypnotized. The smallest things can have the biggest impact. There is a bunch of stuff online about the album that I'll link to in the show notes. Now, before we go, Five Song Says recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you liked one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Ostinati Drati by Jakub Korzinek. Jakub Korzinek is a Prague-based guitarist, singer, and songwriter who taught himself to play at the age of 15 and has been writing his own music and lyrics ever since. From 2002 to 2005, he worked as a music producer at a club in Pilsenje, the western Bohemian city where Pilsner beer was invented, where he performed alongside touring artists from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. In 2005, he won the New Blues Generation competition at one Czech blues festival, and his appearance on the main stage of another led the Czech magazine Rockapop to name him one of the biggest discoveries among young blues players in the country. He has two albums which you can find on Spotify, and according to Facebook, is still performing. This song, interestingly, is linked to a music club. According to the IndieScope website, Stará Pekárna, which translates as the Old Bakery, is a music club that opened in 1999 in the basement of a building in Brno, Czech Republic. Its founders set out to create a space for music outside the commercial mainstream, and over its first 10 years, the club hosted 884 bands across more than 2,000 live performances. Since 2002, Czech television has recorded a series called Blues from the Old Bakery at the club, and IndieScope has released a series of compilation albums drawn from those recordings. Ostinati Drati comes from the fourth of those compilations, released in 2009 to mark the club's 10th anniversary. Here is Ostinati Drati by Jakub Korzinek.
Opil jsem se ženou, překous všechny ostnatý dráty, varování hrozby jsem spálil, záchranný kruh mi teď do vodky házíš, nediv se, že nic nedělám. Že neslyším zvonit tvoje telefony. A ty se ještě ptáš, jaký byl den, když mi ještě ani nezačal. Já opil jsem se ženou, překous všechny osnatý dráty, teď v kouře stovky cigaret se dusí a na dně prázdný láhr je napsáno nebreč. už se zpovídáš. Komu se necháváš? Kdo z nás první řekne konec a s Bohem? Snad ten třetí v tomhle naivním blues. Já opil jsem se ženou. Překous všechny osnatý dráty. Varování a hrozby jsem spálil. Záchranný kruh už mi do vodky názej. Nejradši piju sám.
Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 Songs Set.